We are joined now by a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He is host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. Again, the pride of Fresno, a friend of the program, a very busy man. Chris Haynes is my guest. Chris, good to have you back. How are you?
Bro, man, glad to be here, man. Glad to be back. And most importantly, glad that Kawhi chase is all over with, man.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Take me back to Friday night. Where were you on Friday night? What was your night like?
I actually had just left Summer League. I was in bed resting. I think it was around 10 something. It was about 10:40. Then I got a text saying LA Clippers. And so I responded back. I'm like, Kawhi's going to Clippers? They were like, yes. I'm like, okay, I'm good to go. Go now. That was it. That's how I got the. I was surprised and shocked. That's why, you know, this is a trusted source of, you know, somebody close to, you know, Kawhi's camp. So when I got that word, I was a little, you know, I just wanted to be sure. You know, I just wanted to be sure because, you know, we didn't hear much about the Clippers all week. It was pretty much Lakers or Raptors. So I had to go have a little back and forth exchange of something, you know, I usually don't do, you know, with one of my trusted, real reliable sources. Because, you know, just had to make sure, you know, when there's a Clippers, I just knew it was going to be a bombshell once I tweeted that info out. But once that happened, man, Jim, you know, that happened at 10. I probably didn't go to sleep till 5 that morning because, you know, things just started happening from there. And, you know, Paul George news came out right after that. So that was one of the most hectic free agency chases in a while because you had so many people saying other things. You had fake bloggers getting on, saying things. Everything that everybody was saying, and the teams that everybody was pointing to, nobody said the Clippers. So that was a crazy hectic night.
Chris Haynes joining us. It was a crazy night, and the announcement is so stunning. Chris, how do you explain that? The story that everybody was all over. I mean, everybody was on that story, yet somehow nothing leaked out from the Clippers' standpoint. How do you explain in this day and age that someone was able to keep that story so quiet and leak-free for so long?
I think this will happen. Just give a little background. So when, you know, the later tenure of, you know, San Antonio Spurs, when Kawhi was there, one thing they did not like was reports surfacing and getting out. They believe it came from the Spurs about how the team was distraught, disappointed with the way Kawhi was handling his rehabilitation from his thigh bruise, and the questioning if he was hurt or not. And then reports getting out that, you know, the team was disappointed, had a meeting. You know, they did not like that. And so going into this free agency process, one of the main focal points of Kawhi was the trust factor. You know, can he trust the organization? And that's why, you know, I have to give credit to the Toronto Raptors for what they did this year. Because, you know, he had to build trust with the medical staff, with the front office. You didn't see many things leaking out from the Raptors. And so that was a point of emphasis. You know, they did not want, going into this free agency process, they did not want this process to be a play-by-play type of situation as far as what he's doing throughout this free agency process. And teams knew, they were aware that if aspects of these meetings or aspects of dialogue, you know, that was taking place during these meetings and these dinners, they knew if it got out, then their chances of getting him would diminish. And so that's why it was so kept secret. I got a story, you know, pertains to the Clippers. I'm not going to mention this individual, but a high office personnel with the Clippers. Let me say this real quick. So Clippers, they were told throughout the organization, do not say anything, do not mention anything about Kawhi, don't say anything to nobody. So then there's this high personnel official with the Clippers. He was talking to his son, about, you know, casual news, and all of a sudden his son asked him about Kawhi. and the guy hung up on the son. And, you know, that's
right.
That's how serious this whole situation was. And if you think about all the things that happened during free agency, you know, we heard Magic Johnson come out and told the media basically how his conversation went with Kawhi, what was said. And then, you know, Kawhi, it was like the OJ-type chase pursuit when Kawhi was in Toronto. And so, you know, those things didn't, you know, those didn't play well. But nothing came from the Clippers.
Chris,
and we see the end of the result.
Chris Haynes, my guest. Chris, go back to what you said about Magic Johnson. So laying it out like that and knowing what we know about Kawhi and his need for secrecy, how do you think Kawhi and his camp reacted to the stuff from Magic about meeting with him?
I don't think they like it. I think they understand that Magic's Magic, but and he's also not a part of the organization anymore. But it just didn't come off well. It didn't come off well. And you know, everybody knew, all the teams knew. Like, if you're gonna have an opportunity of really landing this guy, you know, the process had to be kept under wraps. It had to be. And I'm not saying that was a game changer or that was the reason he didn't go to Lakers, because that wasn't the case, but it didn't help. I'll just leave it at that.
We're talking to Chris Haynes. All right, so whenever you add a star to a team, there's supposed to be this adjustment period or process. Didn't seem, Chris, to be an issue in Toronto with Kawhi. How do you think Doc Rivers and the Clippers go about working Leonard and Paul George into this team?
I think it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment period. I do, because this team already, you know, they're a well-oiled team, have continuity success, and they're bringing back the bulk of their squad. So I think it'll be a little bit of a learning curve, but, I think they're going to be top two teams in the whole league, maybe even be number one. I think they're just so talented. I think they're so coached. I think they're one of the deepest teams in the NBA right now. I don't think there will be much of a problem in these guys integrating themselves and figuring it out. And you add in, you know, Kawhi, Paul George, Patrick Beverley, have potential to be one of the most ferocious defensive threesomes, you know, we've seen in a while. It's going to be crazy, Jim. I'm just looking at my, you know, I can't wait till the NBA schedule gets out, because, you know, I might have to get a condo in L.A., Jim. It's going to be like, it's never been like that, really. I know you've been in L.A. for a while, Jim. It's never been
never.
Like that, really.
So I'm
looking forward to seeing how all this is going to take place. I'm looking forward to seeing how the media contingent is going to try to divvy up their assignments. And this is going to be crazy. It's really going to be a battle of who owns L.A., the Lakers and the Clips.
Chris Haynes joining us. All right, so to that point, before you go, now, if you had told Laker fans, Chris, a couple of months back, that they would have LeBron and Anthony Davis going into the season, they would have taken that. They would have been pumped. But after being part of the Leonard chase and missing out, a lot of Laker fans are going to be disappointed. How do you like the Lakers roster right now?
I think, you know, with them losing out on Kawhi, obviously, you know, they're going to Plan B and Plan C, and it's filling out fine. And obviously, I understand why there's a kind of a dip off in enthusiasm coming from the Lakers, you know, because I think most people felt like, okay, once they got LeBron and AD, okay, well, convincing anybody else to come here is easy, and that wasn't the case. You know, Kawhi is just a different cat, but you know, their roster is shaping out. I like, you know, if somebody was asking, you know, to compare the Lakers roster top to bottom to the Clippers, I think the Clippers got them. But I think the Lakers are going to be right there, man. You don't necessarily need three stars. You know, you need two good players. They have two superstars, and then you need a great supporting cast. And I think if those guys can play their role, Lakers are going to be right there. Look at what Toronto did, man. It was. You could say two stars, Kawhi and Pascal. You know, Kyle Lowry kind of took a step back. That's all you really need, Jim. So, they, Lakers are in a good situation, man. They got LeBron and AD, so they can't be too disappointed.
Hey, Chris, one thought. The Clippers did exactly what they had to do, and I totally support it, but if they were unable to get Paul George and they couldn't get that second star that Kawhi allegedly needed, what do you think Kawhi would have done? Where would he have ended up?
That's a good question. I'm gonna say I don't know, but my guess would be I think he would probably have still gone to the Clippers, probably. That would be my guess, Jim. You know, he loved Toronto. You remember, like, this is the first time he's gotten to pick his destination since college. You know, he was drafted into the Spurs. He was traded to Toronto. He's not a cold weather person. He doesn't like the cold. You know, I reported that, you know, he didn't want to go to Toronto when I broke the trade last year. And so, you know, I think it would have been the Clippers. He's not into joining super teams and doing things of that nature, even though he listened to those guys' pitch, and, you know, out of respect and, you know, gave us some thought. But I still think it would be hard for me to believe that he wouldn't have still picked the Clippers if they couldn't guarantee a second star.
He's the man who had that story, a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, the host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. My man, I would say take some time off. I know you won't, but take some time off or don't. Great to have you back, man. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate you.
Take care, Jim.
All right. Talk soon. Chris Haynes. He said, I might just have to get myself a condo out there. You should. Just know that your half a mil will probably get you 500 square feet.